Listening Library presents Hothead by Cal Ripken Jr. with Kevin Coward. Read for you by Cal Ripken Jr.
Chapter 1. The ball was scorched. Connor Sullivan saw that right away. It shot past the pitcher on one hop, then headed for the outfield as Connor broke to his left from his shortstop position. With three strides, he was there, lunging at the last minute to glove the ball behind second base. He spun, going with his momentum, and fired a bullet to first. It beat the Braves runner by a step. "He's out!" the umpire shouted, pumping his fist. The packed stands behind home plate exploded with cheers and shouts of, "Way to go, Connor!" and "Now let's get some hits, Orioles!" The Orioles hustled off the field and smacked gloves with Connor near the dugout, the way the big leaguers did after a great play. "Where base hits go to die," second baseman Willie Pitt said, grabbing Connor's glove and holding it over his head like a trophy. "Someone call ESPN," first baseman Jody Mars said. "Highlights at 11. Too bad you can't stay up that late, see?" The rest of the Orioles laughed. This one was all but over. They led the Braves 10-3 in the fifth inning, and the great Connor Sullivan was putting on another show. He was already 3-for-3 at the plate, including a soaring three-run homer that was probably still being tracked by radar at PWI Marshall Airport. And he'd made an earlier sparkling play in the field, too, backhanding a line drive in the hole to rob the Braves of another hit. There was no doubt about it. The Orioles were thankful to have Connor on their team. He was their best player, their all-star shortstop, and a beast of a cleanup hitter. Tall and broad-shouldered, with a thick mop of brown hair that spilled out from under his cap, he was also their meal ticket if the Orioles planned to win the Delaney Babe Ruth League Championship. And they definitely did, seeing as how they had a perfect 10-0 record with